based on the number of employees and other things, one has to plan that and acquire them with the best of the talented HR people. One should organize them by giving them the different portfolios. Maybe if it's a large hospital, one can have separate HR manager for IR and labor law. One can have separate HR manager for compensation. One can have separate HR manager for administration, a separate HR manager for taking care of the grievances, etc. So based on the number of employees, based on the different types of requirements in that particular area, one can have different number and qualities of these HR managers as per the requirement. So now let's understand some of the objectives and what are the supporting functions which the HR manager can do. As far as the personal objectives are concerned, the HR manager should give these supportive functions like training and development of the individuals based on the training need assessment, personal appraisal quarterly, 6 monthly, annually, then the placement of the person based on his qualification, experience, competencies, etc. at the right place, then compensation, which should be based on the compensation surveys done in various industries within the industry itself or within the hospital itself, and see to it that it is at par or slightly higher than that so that employees are motivated to work better and their the basic physiological needs as per the Maslow's have been fulfilled, and one should go for proper assessment, evaluation of these people, personnel assessment, where one can find out what are the competencies he has got, at what level they are, and how to improve upon that can be done. And if required, any training and development programs, they can be sent for and evaluated whether they have achieved what is required to be achieved. And for the future potential also, one can go for that to improve upon their competencies, which is going to help us in future organizational goals achievement. As far as the functional aspect is concerned, it will be again personal appraisal, placement and assessment. As far as the organizational objective is concerned, it will be human resource planning or manpower planning, whereby at the right time we can have the right kind of people, right type of people, right kind of competent people available. Based on the future requirement, we should have such people lined up or their potential developed, so that in case we are expanding, in case we are going into some related field or some other field also, we have already got the people. So based on demand and supply gap that is there, one has to develop those kind of manpower and keep it ready for the organization, for the hospital. So manpower planning. Then comes employee relations, where employee welfare is also taken care of, interpersonal relations among the people and with the superiors. One should be very coherent relations, right kind of communication should be there. Then selection, where we are weeding out certain people which are not suitable for our organization. Then training and development, where training need assessment to be done, right kind of training program for individual, group or the organization to be organized and then evaluated. Appraisal, employee appraisal, group appraisal if needed based on the team that have been developed, can be done in a separate way. Then placement and assessment, evaluation, control, etc. is also needed regularly. Then as far as the society functions are concerned, HRM is going to look into all the legal aspect based on the laws of the land, based on the labor laws, based on the statutory requirements of the factory, of the pollution control board, or the corporate social responsibility, of the pre-concept, conceptual and post-conception PCN, PNDT Act, postnatal development, etc. Then all the legal compliances to be taken care of by the government officials, then DISH, factory inspectors, in case of a factory, in case of hospital, if there are any relevant accreditation to be taken for the laboratory, for the hospital, medical audit should be done regularly. Then regarding benefits and compensation, and regarding union management. At times, if you have got a chain of hospitals and suppose you have got a union which is also spread all over India, a single political party is there of whose union you are having in multiple hospitals, then one has to take care of all that politically also. So all these objectives are there which one has to fulfill by taking care of all these supportive functions. Now, what are the various elements of human resource management? Job analysis. First and foremost, one should have a clear cut idea about what all kinds of work has to be done in this hospital or healthcare management that we are having. So one should do job analysis. Then one should go for manpower planning. Then recruitment and selection. Invitation of the application is recruitment. Selection is weeding out the not suitable candidates and then inviting those who are suitable for you. Then comes motivation. Those who are working for you, they should be inspired, they should be motivated to work better, to achieve more. They should not get distracted by monotonous work and then, you know, decrease in their performance and all. Then assess the training needs of your employees based on the present requirement as well as future requirement for your individuals, for group, as well as for the hospital as a whole. And then try to develop modules for training programs and the right kind of faculties who are experts in these fields so that they can impart the right kind of training programs for your employees or the groups, and send them for the external programs also if required. So that is training and development. Then comes employee welfare. As I told you earlier, the employees of the organization, especially in case of hospital, are the vital, very vital, or the lifeblood of the hospital to provide the services to the community, services to the patients who are going to visit to you. It is very important to take care of them, and hence employee welfare is also equally important. As far as the employee welfare is concerned, you can have the proper canteen facility for them at highly subsidized rate or free of cost, proper transportation for them if required, even colonies near the hospital so that they can stay nearby. And it's an emergency service at times when you get a flood of patients because of some disaster in the surrounding area. These employees can come to your rescue to treat them, to take care of them at any spur of moment if required. So transportation, and since you are exposed to or the easy availability of certain drugs or the anesthetic gases or the cough syrups, etc., which can be addictive at times due to certain stressful conditions under which the employees of the hospital are undergoing, they may develop some addictions. So it is better that you should have good counselors who can take care of that. Prevention is better than cure, no doubt, but then in case some of them are having, you should have proper good counselors to take care of them. So de-addiction center also should be there, and they should be provided this treatment free of cost with pay so that they come forward to take help. Performance appraisal, where one should have a clear cut standards like management by objectives, based on the organizational or hospital objectives, one should develop the objectives for the individual employees at the beginning of the year. The standards should be given and periodically they should be monitored to see to it that as per those standards, they are exceeding those standards and giving the right kind of performance, so that performance appraisal can be done, a feedback can be given periodically at the end, performance appraisal interview can be taken, and where proper feedback should be given, and performance linked pay can be given or promotion can be given, and proper training programs can be organized next year to improve upon those skills which they are lacking if there is a gap between the performance and the standard set. Then compensation administration, where you are going to take care of the right kind of job evaluation, job classification, and then based on the amount of work they are doing, competencies they are having, the working environment in which they are working, the excellence they are showing in their work, all those things taken into consideration, one should have their compensation in the form of proper salary, proper fringe benefits, perks, etc. And at the end, when a person is retiring or resigning, he should have his dues to be given at the right time. And in case of separation, also due to certain reason of obsolescence or something, or your one of the department being closed down for some or the other reason, even those who are going to be removed, they should be helped to get a better job outside, or they should not be just fired like that. In case you need to fire somebody for disciplinary action, also proper procedure has to be taken care of. So separation is also an important function of HRM. So right from procurement to separation, all these aspects one has to take care of as an HR manager. So these are the various elements of HR management. So why HR management is a significant for a hospital or a healthcare management? The significance lies at three levels: for the organization, for the employee, and for the society. Why it is important for the organization? To maintain adequate manpower supply through recruitment, selection, placement, training, and promotion policies. When you have got the right kind of policies based on the political, legal aspects, so suppose son of the soil is the policy to be followed in an organization because of the political pressure, because of the law that has been passed, then you will have to follow that. So right kind of policy, HR policy has to be there for the organization by the HR manager, by his expert knowledge about the legal laws of the land that are there. At the same time, he should train and develop the employees in such a way that they are developing the latest technologies that are there all over the world, and they become the world class employees. They are talented, they can take care of all the requirements for the future also, so that it is not going to come in the way of achieving the hospital objectives in future also. One should have the name and fame of the hospital by adopting proper policies for the organization, by having the right kind of vision statement, mission statement, by having the right kind of marketing strategies for the hospital, by having lot of community health awareness programs, by the medical camps for the community, by giving free treatment to the downtrodden and poor patients, by organizing certain camps at the doorstep for the employees, for the patients outside in the community. One can have the right kind of experts going to the medical colleges also, whereby the right kind of doctors who are going to come up after they graduate from that medical college will be willing to come to your hospital to work for you. As we have seen in case of TCS and Wipro, how they have done that with IITs and IIMs and other things. So one can do that for hospital also. So maintain adequate manpower supply through recruitment so that your name and fame is such that people are willing to come to your hospital, so that number of applicants you get are much more. Then you should have the right kind of selection test to be developed, and with consistency, reliability, specificity, etc. to be taken care of. Psychological testing, the written test and other things, aptitude test, etc. to be taken care of. And if required for counselors or psychiatrician, all you can have even stress interview to be taken care of, so that proper selection occurs. And then you place them at the right place and train them, and the right kind of promotion policies to be taken care of. This will be helping the organization overall to achieve better results in future. Then developing right attitudes through training, workshops and performance appraisal. Well, there are some people who are highly talented, who know what to do, what is right, but if the attitude is wrong, they are not going to give you the result. One should always have a positive mental attitude. One should always have the attitude to work towards society and to benefit the patients, benefit the society. If that kind of attitude, because medicine is a noble profession, and in a hospital or a healthcare, you are going to take care of the patients in the society. So the right mental attitude is extremely important by all the employees of the hospital, and that can be developed by the HR managers for the organization by right kind of training programs. It can be internal faculties, external faculties, some exhibitions, etc., and workshops. Performance appraisal, at that time you can assess the attitudes of your employees. If there is a gap between what is a standard and what he has done, one should find out the cause behind it, and if required, again the right kind of training programs, including attitudinal improvement programs or soft skills programs, can be organized, which will help them in improving that. So overall, the organizational objectives can be achieved in a better way. Maintaining high morale. If you can maintain high morale of all your employees, they should be highly motivated, they should be inspired to work more and more for the patients, for the other staff members of the organization or hospital. For that, you may have to give them the right kind of incentives, appreciation letters, rewards, etc. And whatever grievances, if any employee is having, one should handle them very tactfully, promptly, so that they are not disturbed and their attitudes do not go wrong in future also. And one should maintain good industrial relation. In today's world, there are many labor class employees also, which is required to be there in a hospital for housekeeping, for maintenance work, etc. So it is very likely that there are unions which are affiliated to some of the political parties also. Well, all unions are not bad. There are some positive unions also who are going to help the organization management to work in a better way, but some of them may create some obstruction also. So one has to have a very harmonious industrial relations, and for that HR manager who has developed expertise in that or who has done a special course in that, many times they are legal professionals also who know the labor laws properly, and they will help you in maintaining good industrial relations. And as that, once you can maintain that, definitely it is going to help the organization in achieving their objectives in a better way. Now, as far as the significance of human resource management for employees is concerned, it is going to improve the quality of employees by adopting certain welfare measures. Now, what are these welfare measures? by giving them the right kind of, right quality of nutritious food and snacks to be given at the right time, so that the health remains good. A good physical health will also, right kind of sattvic food when it is given, it is going to help them in improving their mental health also, and this is going to improve the quality of work that they are going to do. So, and secondly, as far as the addictions are concerned, also one can take care of by welfare measures. Transportation can be given, canteen, crash, good working conditions, sufficient number of leaves if required for any disease or any hospital acquired infection if they have got, prompt treatment, early diagnosis, regular screening programs for them, regular preventive aspect, preventive health aspect one has to have by imparting them the health awareness talks, etc., and screening to be done, and teaching them how to avoid hospital acquired infections by using proper personal protective equipments. Enhancing dignity through worker participation. When you are organizing certain cultural programs, when you are telling them to work in team, if there is a worker participation in canteen committee, in housekeeping, in maintenance, in doctors, nurses, etc., their work, definitely it is going to help in improving their morale, and it will give opportunity for personal development, as well as it will lead to job satisfaction, which will motivate them further to work better to achieve the organizational objectives as well. For the society, one has to, when you are maintaining good industrial relations, what will happen? There won't be any strikes. If there are no strikes in a hospital, all the patients will be treated properly in the hospital. Otherwise, if the class 4 employees also go on strike, you may have to stop all the operations, you may have to stop the OPDs for the patients. You can understand how much chaos it will lead to and how many poor patients are going to suffer because of this kind of strikes where the doctors are not available to take care of them. The paramedical staff is not coming to take care of them. So one has to have a good industrial relations, which is required even for society cause. So it's a good thing to maintain good IR in a hospital for the society itself. It will minimize the loss by avoiding strikes as well as lockouts. When you are motivating the workers, inspiring them to work harder, better, improve their competencies, you are inculcating confidence in them by worker participation, which improves their competencies, which will lead to better productivity, better patient service, better community service, and developing sense of belongingness to the hospital, which will prevent the turnover of these good employees of your organization. So talent acquisition as well as talent management will be there, and less turnover will be there for your employees. Better utilization of HR and maintaining adequate manpower supply through manpower planning, as well as by having the right kind of training policies where each and every person should undergo training periodically, main training as well as refresher training if required. Now let's understand the changing roles of HR management in today's scenario. This has come from various surveys in various organizations, not only hospitals. In earlier days, the administrative role of the HR managers was 50%. Operational and employee advocate was 30%, and strategic role was only 20%. So it was more of admin role, where they were able to take care of administration of the employees by attendance, payroll, the transport, employee welfare, compensation, etc. Operational and employee advocate 30% role, remaining part of it. But overall, to develop strategies for the hospital or a healthcare management as a whole was very less, hardly 20%. So to develop the proper values, mission and vision of the organization, to diversify or to merge or to do something new, all those strategic actions and goals were not being taken care of by HR management at all. So hardly 20% was the strategic role taken care of by the HR manager in those days, which can lead to employees who are the important part of the hospital, which are managed by the HR manager, not being involved in many of the things, and hence they cannot be motivated in a proper way to work better for the organization. Present, there is the HR transformation that is occurring. It is in a transition stage, and the future is that the HR manager in a hospital will be more converted to strategic HR management. Hence, strategic role of the HR manager will be 60%, and the operational day-to-day operations, the employee advocacy, advocate, employee welfare and employee motivation and other things, and administrative will be 30% and administrative will be 10% only. So the routine work will be hardly 10% for the HR manager, which is a good sign, because once the HR managers go into more of strategic role, it can lead to better quality services for the patients, better qualified, competent employees of the hospital, which can achieve the organizational goals in a better way. Thank you. So this is how we have learned what is HR management, human resource management. A slight improvement how it occurred from, say, personnel management to the HR management, the differences between the two, what are the principles of HR management, what are the functions of HR management in short. We have learned various aspects of that, and we have touched upon how the HR management function was there in the past, how it is transitioned into the future HR management, where 60% of the HR role will be towards the strategic aspect of the hospital and the other organizations, which is a good sign, whereby even the importance of HR manager is increasing day by day. In fact, there were days earlier in all the organizations where the CEO of the companies were only from finance background or from marketing background. But today we can think of CEO of the company as HR manager as well. So you can see, visualize the importance of HR management in all the organizations, including hospital and healthcare management, where we are thinking that the significance of HR management is increasing, because mainly I will say, as far as the hospital and healthcare management is concerned, it is basically a service oriented industry where we want to give the patient satisfaction or patient delight. It's more of a societal role, which is also important for this, because if the population at large, we are going to take the preventive and curative aspect of them in a better way by having proper HR management of our employees and the right kind of policies for the community where you can work, take the pivotal role of community development as well through your hospital. Definitely it is going to improve the overall health of the society, which will improve the productivity of the population, productivity of the society, and it will improve the GDP of the nation as well. And hence rightly I'll say that the significance of HR management, especially in hospital and healthcare management, is increasing day by day. And as the HR students, as the hospital management students, I'll tell you that you should take keen interest in this subject of HR management, and we are going through that over the period of days, over the period of our lectures, through various aspects of HR management, especially in a hospital or a healthcare management, and learn more and more about it. Thank you.